Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. For our third hour here, it is almost 510, 46 degrees on this Wednesday, April 9th, 25 degrees. So today was the makeup Lackawanna County Commissioners meeting because the one of the commissioners was feeling a little under the weather last week, but they had the meeting today, and a lot going on, and it's always good to bring on our friend Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak. Commissioner, thanks for joining the show.
Absolutely. How are you today?
Good, good. So I watched the meeting today, and you know, I didn't get a chance to talk about it earlier, but listen, these using the podium on both sides, from your counterpart there to people in the audience, for these personal grudges back and forth, it does no one any good. I would hope that the county commissioner would rise above that and not go back to childhood antics. But listen, I'll chastise the members of the crowd that just want to make this a personal back and forth rather than the business of the county. That's what you're there for. That's what most people are there for. That's why we're watching this. And there is very serious business to be done. Yeah. And there was a lot of good discussion during this meeting. Now, one of the things that I took away is the county is looking to take $25 million in bonds, and that's going to be matched by $8.5 million in federal and state grants. Still taxpayer money, but it's federal and state taxpayer money, our taxpayer money as well. Now, this is being used for capital projects, mostly on infrastructure, roads, and bridges, which is a good thing. I mean, we know the extent that they've been deteriorated. We know the fact that we have to maintain them. Now, debt service for 2026 will be $23.4 million as per your budgetary finance guy, which is a $1.1 million increase from 2025. Now, that's I thought we were staying away from that, but we'll get to that in a minute. And I know this wasn't your budget, so I'm not bringing you to task on this. I'm just bringing the situation.
Right.
The projection by 2036, debt service will be cut in half to $11.6 million. But this is solely dependent on the county not incurring any other debt over the next decade. I don't feel comfortable that under this leadership anyway in the county that they can look at me in the eye and say, yeah, we're not going to incur any debt over the next decade. And it's all dependent on that. So it's a lot of what ifs.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So today we talked about, you know, the first reading of that bond issue. So $11 million of it is a bond that we have already that it's going to come due, and we're going to reissue that, and you know, so that we can stretch that out down the road. The other part of it is money that we want, well, that what's being recommended that we get to start working on some of these bridges that are coming up. We've had a few closures this year, some that weren't in. It definitely weren't anticipated, but the fact is they're closed. So, you know, we have to start thinking about that. What I proposed was instead of they wanted to do one massive $30 million bond issue, which I totally would not do. So we split it up. We're gonna take care of the reissue the $11 million bond that's coming due, and then the other one is going to be a short term because I have been working with not only our Congressman Bresnahan, I've had conversations with Senator McCormick, Senator Baker, Lisa Baker, Senator Rosemary Brown, and also Senator Marty Flynn. And they all know the situation. And I'm hoping that since Congressman Bresnahan is on the Appropriations, Transportation and Appropriations Committee, that we can get some money here. So, matter of fact, I just got in my email today the application for the appropriation. So I'm one step closer to hopefully getting some funding from the government to help us with these projects, which would help clean up and get that other short-term loan paid off sooner. So I'm working on that as well. So there's a lot going on with that.
There is indeed, and it was interesting to hear some of the speakers, some of the members of the community come up and speak, because they kind of took it to task that they wish that the county majority would have sat down with you and taken some of your ideas, listened to some of your ideas to make this debt service more manageable, to hopefully keep down that 33% tax increase that we had last year, and not possibly borrow so much money because, you know, maybe we could have made cuts somewhere else, which you've identified. So it was good to see the community paying attention and bringing that up in a public forum.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm glad that they're starting to pay attention now. We presented our version of our budget. You know, we took their budget and took a look at where we can make some cuts, and we did that. As a matter of fact, they weren't all cuts. We put some additions back in there that they were neglecting, like the sheriff's overtime budget, which they totally took out, the cost of living increase for the non-union employees, and the increase to their health care, which, you know, was a double whammy, which these folks are certainly not overpaid. So let's get that straight. So there's things that we were putting back in that they were taking out. So instead of listening and having a conversation, sitting down, comparing what we were talking about and what we found, and I have an expert finance team. These people know what they're doing. They just totally refused and shot it down and said it was lies. And, you know that story, but it wasn't. These were factual numbers, and maybe some of it was going to be tough to do, but at least we could have had the conversation. Maybe we could have met somewhere in the middle and not been 33, but they wanted this increase to go along with the reassessment that's coming now. So that's, they have a plan.
Now, when one of the things I didn't hear during this meeting, and just let's put things out there, there's 154 bridges that Lackawanna County maintains and about 35 miles of roadway. So it's not a small task. But one of the things that I did not hear, and I've managed communities, I've run community, I'm certified by national organizations in this, where we had 26 miles of roadway, and it took us 5 years to repave every single road in our community. And some of them were multi-lane, some of them were single, one-way roads. A little different than a Holt County itself, not as much in depth, but still there, and I have some experience in this. What I didn't hear during this discussion is a capital reserve budget, putting money aside for these projects each year so you don't have to borrow $25 million down the road. One of the things, especially in private communities or in some communities, you know, a robust capital reserve program where you're planning, okay, we should get X amount of years out of this road. We're going to have to resurface it or replace it here. We're going to have to go down to the base and make sure it's good, you know, this many years out. You know, our buildings, it's going to need a roof this many years out. It could be 20, 30 years. That's planned out. And some of these capital reserve budgets go out 40 years. And they're an estimate. You know, it's a guesstimate. You get engineers, you get capital reserve specialists to come in and say, all right, where are your capital assets? This is how much they cost. This is your depreciation. This is when you're going to have to replace this, be it vehicles, be it computer systems, be it carpeting in your offices, or things like bridges and roads. I didn't hear any of that discussed. Everything is borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. And it's great that they project by 2036 that the debt service will be cut in half to 11.6 million, where it's now, you know, at 23.4 million, which again is an increase from last year, something this administration, this majority told us they were going to stay away from, but they're not. They're taking out $1.1 million more. That capital reserve program, is that somewhere in there? Is there a plan for it to where we're going to start saving for these things?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I thought Dave Bolzoni, our CFO, mentioned that today. I thought he talked about the capital reserve. So I know that's in the plan. We have to remember, Dave came in here back in 2022, I believe, is when he started. So, you know, he came into some difficult situations, and we were just still coming out of the pandemic.
And I'm glad he mentioned that year, too, because you also clarified that you have been working on this with him since 2022.
Correct, right. So, you know, I think his long-term vision, he's on the right track. It's just a matter of if we can stay on this track. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping we can do. I think we have a good person in Dave Bolzoni. I think he knows what he's doing. And that's his plan, is to, so that we're not in this bind constantly all the time. And, you know, things have been neglected, everything. Even when I first got in, it was the pension fund. The pension fund wasn't funded in like, I think it was 13 years, it wasn't properly funded. I mean, we had to address that, and that was a situation that we couldn't let go. That's our obligation. It's we have to fund it. So we've gotten that on track. It hasn't been easy. The building, certainly, that we're in, the Globe Store building, has been just a huge, huge expense as far as everything. It was done hastily. They did things to cut shortcuts, they did it all wrong. That building has just been, it's been a nightmare for us.
Well, hearing today that there's a great sprinkler system, but it wasn't connected to anything.
Yeah. Oh yeah. How about that? We found that out when they took the ceiling apart in the one room. It's like, you know, to me, that's a lawsuit. I don't even know who they're going to sue. I don't even know if the companies are still around, but at any rate, we got to fix it. Can't be like that. So, you know, these are things that we're looking ahead at everything. There's things up at the 911 center we're looking at doing, some groundwork up there, just maintaining the property that's been let go for so long now. And it's not bad, but we need to look at that. So, you know, we are planning for future things like that. And I know that that's part of the whole picture.
One of the other big discussions now, and we dwelled on this a lot, but I want to touch on it, is the reassessments. There were a lot of conversation at that. You had your director of reassessments there. You had a representative from Tyler there. The frustration from the community is starting to show that they're not being given the resources, information, in order to even do preliminary assessment appeals.
Right, right. Well, and that was my focus today, was the folks on reassessment. I've gotten so many emails and so many phone calls, and people are just, they're getting their new appraisals, and they don't know what to make of it. Some of the numbers are way out of whack. Some people say it's, you know, okay, that looks about right, but how much are my taxes going to be? We can't get those answers. So I was glad to see people there, you know, firing these questions away. And it's not as transparent. You know, Bill Gahn talks about how he wants to be open and transparent. And, you know, as soon as somebody says, I'm telling you the truth, I know they're lying. And that seems to come out of his mouth quite a bit. I'm telling you the truth. Well, no, I don't think you are telling all the truth here. But things are not as transparent as I would like. We should be able to go online and do our own comparisons. Other counties can do it so that we know if we're falling in line where we should be. And the other part is we're rushing this to the end now. I had, as of yesterday afternoon, we had 8,200 requests for informal hearings, and they have to be done by the middle of May. It's going to be impossible. So I said, look, it's been 50 plus years. Let's put the brakes on here a little bit. Let's make sure that everybody has a chance to get their informal hearing. And let's make sure the numbers are correct before we keep moving forward. Give it till the end of July. Let's see if we can get these hearings done. Let people do their own research and then give people, there's no way you can tell me that they can't estimate what the millage is going to be. Well, I think they can. They can get darn close. I know they can.
Well, that's my next question. Due to research that I've done, other counties who have used Tyler Technologies have been given more information. There were a database where you can look up your neighbors what their estimate was. And what the woman from Tyler said today during the meeting is every notice has been sent out. And yes, the millage, the specific tax rate may change based on informal and formal appeals, but anyone could do a formal appeal anytime down the road. I mean, there's restrictions in time for this specific one, but they know they have an estimate. Okay, this is what our estimate is now prior to any appeal. Here's where the ballpark you're at. And other counties have been given that information. One of the women who spoke today said, in their information, it said, here's your old property value, here's your new property value, here's your old tax millage, here's your new tax millage, here's the rate. You know, that would, I think, put more people at ease, because if they see the dollar figure, knowing, because there were people who were misinformed using the old millage rate on their new value, which is going to be extremely high. And yes, the information says don't do that because it will be extremely high. But people are panicking. And when you talk about people's homes, when you talk about their property, where they live, there's going to be emotional factor here that people are going to start to feel. Elected officials are going to start to feel. So the more information they could put out there, you know, Bill Gohan wants to talk about transparency. We'll get them go over the top with information to be more transparent. And they're not, because other counties using Tyler Technologies got more information than we're getting in Lackawanna County.
Right, and that's the reason why I said we got to put the brakes on. There's no reason to rush it to the end now. We have the information. We're working at it. Now let's make sure it's all correct. And the other part that I said today, if you were watching it, my concerns are safeguards for the elderly and people on fixed incomes. We can't initiate this, and then what if Mrs. Smith down the street can't afford her taxes? You can't kick her out of her house. That's not right. So we need safeguards. We need be able to freeze taxes for people on fixed incomes or at certain thresholds. There's so many things that need to be put in place before this takes effect, and they don't. I said this is like, you know, you got to lock the barn door before the horse gets away. You can't do it after the fact. So we need to put these safeguards. They're not even talking about it. I'm the only one talking about it. He mentioned today that you can go in to see Barb Linnity at the tax claim office. Well, that's if you're delinquent. She works with people to help them get on payment plans.
Yeah, we want to get it before people, then.
Yes, before they're delinquent and you know, put safeguards in place. So, you know, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors, and it's just I think we're really rushing this right now to finish it up, and that's not right. It's not right.
And one of the things that you're talking about now, if you come up with the commissioners as a whole, because you can only act as a body as a county commissioner, mm-hmm. but somebody doesn't seem to realize that. But the law states you can only act as a body. That'd be a two of you or three of you. If you came up with a program and say, okay, if you're on a fixed income and you're only taking in $20,000 a year, you're on Social Security, that's all you get, your tax can be maxed out at this amount. That's the policy we're putting in place. That would change the millage for everybody else too, but they're trying to do this beforehand. I just don't see the comparison to when we look at other counties. They've done it different and better.
No, we haven't, and I agree. We this all has to be done beforehand, and that all goes into figuring out the millage. But don't forget, we have a new commissioner coming. Don't know when, but we do. And if the new commissioner comes in and thinks the way I do, we'll be able to stop this in its tracks and get things ironed out. We all know Lackawanna County needs a reassessment. We know that. That's not a secret. But it's got to be correctly, it's got to be fair, and it's got to be, like I said, with safeguards in place. And you know, we have to address all these issues before we flip that light switch. So hopefully the new person coming in will think the way I do. And then he'll be out on his own, though. He won't be able to do a thing.
Yep, and one of the other things I heard from the majority, well, not that there's no majority commissioner, but from Commissioner Bill Gohan is, you know, this hasn't been done since the 60s. It's been 50 years since we had a reassessment. Well, not for nothing, but your house is reassessed every time you sell it. When I bought my house 21 years ago, it was assessed at that value that I bought it for. So they're kind of losing that fact that, yes, when a home's bought and sold, it is assessed at the current value that you paid for it. So it's not like we're taxing everything back to, you know, from 50 years ago.
No. And the other part of it, too, is they're getting their tax money. We've increased millages over the years drastically. So, technically, they're getting their tax money. This is supposed to be revenue neutral. They're not supposed to get any more than they're already getting. So that's a farce, because rates have gone up. So whether their millages has gone up or your appraisal's gone up, it's still the tax money is the tax money, and they're getting it. So, you know, it's just very confusing to people. It's hard to figure out. And certainly when you don't have the information, you can't figure it out.
Indeed. And that lack of information is, I think, what's frustrating more than the actual numbers themselves. Chris Chermak, Lackawanna County Commissioner. We went a little long, but it's important conversation, important information to get out there. I appreciate you checking in.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, my friend. It's 529 here at WILK. I guess it's time for 2020 traffic and weather. We'll try, EJ. Sorry about that, but people are panicking about those reassessments.
Hey, I understand. I appreciate you sending it to me, because I'm EJ Samuel in the WILK Traffic Center with this Pentella Data Internet Traffic Update.
Thank you, EJ. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Well, it was plenty of sunshine today, and I think our highs were close to 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 32. Sometime after 7 o'clock, you might see that rocket launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida, about 270 seconds after 7 o'clock or after liftoff. Thursday, cloudy with rain and snow showers, high of 47. Friday, cloudy with rain, a chance of wet flakes by evening, a high of 50. It is currently 46 degrees here at 5:30 at your official weather station, WILK.